Hey guys, welcome to Que Putas, where we question everything with no filter. Hey. So today, it's kind of a food review day-ish. And we're kind of just winging it, because actually we don't have a specific plan. We had a recipe book, but then like things got sidetracked, and then we went to Georgia, and then like, I don't know, just things went off the rails. But we're kind of doing something crazy today. Do you want to speak for maybe a minute?
We're doing breakfast for dinner. I kind of was craving pancakes, and Bub is craving Eggs Benedict.
So we're kind of
doing pancakes at Egg Benedict?
Low-key, I guess. I mean, that being said, I have no fucking idea how to make Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do the hollandaise sauce, which is the sauce you put on top. And I don't have chives. I'm just going to kind of like BS some like fancy fluffy boiled eggs with some, I think I want to put Kempi mayo on it, I guess.
Really? Okay.
Oh, do you want to make like maybe blueberry pancakes or something?
We have blueberries.
We should.
If we have blueberries, yes, I want my blueberry pancakes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does the recipe change at all, or you just literally
I would just put in blueberries. If the recipe is meant to change, I won't change it.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, whenever you're ready to do that.
We have blueberries?
I think we do. I really do think we do. Okay, so I, over here, what I'm doing, I'm just washing this whiskey so that I'm going to put the egg whites in there, separate it from the egg yolks, and do that. In case, I didn't realize it wasn't common knowledge for adult folk, but the egg, sorry about that.
That was loud as fuck, but what?
No, it was still loud. The egg yolk is different from the egg white.
Did you just find this up?
No.
Oh.
Just there was that one video with,
He's a dumbass. Everybody else knows that they're different.
Okay, yeah, because there was this one video that we saw, and this one kid had no idea. Like, he was just like, is the egg yolk different from the egg? And I was like,
yes.
Yes, but no. I mean, the fact that you're asking the question is concerning of it in itself.
Let me rephrase. I said he's a dumbass. If you never cooked, how would you know about eggs? I recently found out that there's like over easy bullshit. Like, I just thought you cooked the egg until you thought it was ready for sunny side up, but there's different ways. Oh, I have a headache. There's different ways.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, now I'm like, I'm looking for like a bowl because I want to separate the egg yolk from the egg white.
Is the blueberries this big mess of berries ever?
There should be some in there as well as in other locations.
I'll just use these since anyways it's okay if they're all
okay, you guys. To separate the egg yolk from the egg white, I've never actually like done this, but I know of how to do it. I fucking hope I can do it. I really freaking hope.
You've never done it before?
I've never done it effectively. What am I doing? I'm being stupid. Oh my gosh. Okay. I know what I'm doing wrong. Because I want to cook the egg whites. But I need...
Why do you have a baggie and stuff? You know what? I'm not going to question you. I'm just making my blueberry pancakes.
I messed up already. Frick. Oh my gosh. I just washed that for nothing. Because I wanted to fluff up the egg whites first. Even though I know that you're not supposed to.
You can. Do you want me to separate them for you? It's really not that difficult of a thing. Why are you doing that?
I don't... Because I need to boil them. Because, okay, what I have set up here is I have a wine glass with plastic wrap, and then I'm going to close it
so that they're fluffy. Fell in.
I mean, it didn't fall in. I literally put it in because it broke a little bit on the edge. So I'm like, frick it.
Frick it?
Frick it.
Right, I just put a couple blueberries. Not going too crazy.
Okay. So I'm taking out... sorry. That was a loud noise.
Here and there you will get a blueberry.
Taking out the salt. So what were you saying?
I have a headache.
You do, BB?
Yeah.
Aww. You want me to give you a besito?
A massage would be nice, actually.
I offered a besito.
Yeah, I noticed.
Way to, like, over...
You can keep that to yourself, then.
Aw, you don't want one of my besitos?
These blueberries are really soft. Is that what you do when your blueberries get soft and like you don't want to eat them instead of throwing them out? You make blueberry pancakes?
Maybe that's what you freaking do because I don't know.
I hate soft blueberries.
Same. Like literally same. And
Mirake,
like I eat. You know, actually, I eat almost anything, but I'm pretty picky when it comes to like maintenance of items, you know?
Agreed. I don't eat anything though.
I'm going to start boiling my water. I have like a. Oh my gosh.
Go. I just finished my batter.
Speak louder!
I just screamed that.
No! I couldn't hear you.
Sorry, I was whether they're making fun of you.
Cause, oh, I said it really loud. You have this going. You don't have to have the big one like that.
I literally just turned it on.
Okay. I think this is going.
I like this method. I don't know what I'm doing exactly. Oh, God. I don't think that was a healthy start. And okay. Or finish.
Unfortunately, I didn't get my pan going, so now I just kind of have to wait.
Yay! Take your time. Help me make a hollandaise sauce.
I thought you weren't going to make it in the end.
Shh! I don't know. I think I made I have a hole in this. Is there a hole in it? I would be really sad if there was.
Is it bad if there's a hole?
Oh wow, that fluffed up. Okay. Ah, careful! You almost crushed my little eggy!
Oh my god, I didn't even see it. It's so cute.
It really freaking is. Because I have plastic wrap and stuff.
Okay, now I'm washing my little cup.
I don't know why. I literally put away the... Oh my gosh.
Here I was telling them what I'm doing. You see, you tell me, hey Sam, talk. You talk over me!
Okay, BB, I'm sorry. Just because I get ADD, and then when my ADD's gone, I'm like, Sam's not talking, and then...
Because you also are deaf, maybe?
That's very possible.
I was literally talking.
So please, I want to know so bad what you're doing. My part isn't...
I'm just going to tell them how I'm washing this little container, which I'm going to use to scoop the batter to have, like, the same size pancakes.
That sounds fun. Oh, wow, that sounds really, like, strategic. Okay, now I want to put that back in the corner, but without making a lot of noise. So we're going to, like, pause for, like, half a second. And we're back! I know it didn't seem like a lot to you guys, but it was a lot for us.
Agreed.
It really wasn't. And it wasn't even that...
Do you need me to do it? That's not difficult.
I'm just cracking them in at this point, so that's fine.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to be that fancy. I'm just making a...
You sure that won't melt?
It won't. I've tried before.
Okay,
yeah, it won't. Cool. Melt, it won't. Like deshacerse, maybe.
That's what I meant. Ow, my head. Let's drink more coffee. It'll help.
That's freaking a horrible idea. I didn't realize you were... Oh, I was like, I didn't realize you made yourself a coffee. First of all, selfish.
We don't have coffee material.
We really don't, you guys. We need to go to Target and buy stuff for coffee.
Yeah, we do.
Coffee is like one of my only forms of happiness.
You know something? I thought Diablito was a Latino thing. It is in the Latino aisle. So I think it's a Latino thing. Does anybody know about...
Deviled ham.
It's called deviled ham, but if you're Latino, you call it Diablito because there's a little Diablito on it.
Yeah.
It's Underwood deviled ham spread. Mm-hmm. It's in this like little white thing, and if you open it, it's like in a jar. Not a jar, like a metal...
You know, it apparently it's not even that Latino, because I know one time when...
Our cousins barely know about it.
Yeah, our cousins, literally, we put cheese wheezy diablito, and they're like, what the hell? And
no, shut the fuck up. I'm telling them about my pancakes.
Ah, dale, dale. Sorry,
spoiler.
Sorry.
So, you're fine.
Well, damn.
So it's diablito, and then there's this cheese spread, which is... Oh,
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
I'm sorry.
You're fine. It's basically... What are you... Okay, I'm not even gonna judge. It's just a regular cheese spread, but like none of them are as good as Cheese Whiz. Cheese Whiz. It's literally spelled CHEEZWHIZ, two separate words. Cheese Whiz.
Actually, fuck that. Gatekeep it. Because I don't want people to start buying cheese.
No, let me tell you, if you go to the cheese aisles, like in the Latino section as well, just kidding. The Diablito is not in the Latino aisle, it is where the spam is. Where, like, the canned meat is.
Which, can we talk a second about spam?
Let me finish my train of thought, and then we will go to spam.
Dale.
And then Cheese Whiz, which you'll find, like, near, like, the tacos and stuff. Once again, it exists in, like, white people stores, so I know that it's not, like, Latino.
It's not, like, mainstream Latino.
Actually, yeah,
more like, it should be mainstream Latino.
It is.
Because it exists at white people stores. You know what I mean?
No. Like, it's that popular among the Latin community.
Yeah, think about it. You're never going to see Arita Pan at Publix.
Yeah, you do.
Hoy en día, because it's that mainstream.
That's true, but they have it in the ethnic section. They don't have Diablito or Cheese Whiz in the... Actually, Cheese Whiz they do, but that's just because nacho cheese is also there. They put the Cheese Whiz wherever the nacho cheese is. But anyway, so those two are normally put together in, like, sandwiches, and, like, it's fucking chef's kiss. It's delicious.
Honestamente, it's fucking delicious for you guys.
But we put it on our pancakes. I do Cheese Whiz, Diablito, and syrup. Bro, I don't even know how to explain how fucking delicious it is.
Do we want to actually tell them who put you on that, though?
You did. You taught me that. But the thing is, you've taken it a step ahead, and I'm still not comfortable with jam as well, because you'll do cheese with diablito, jam, and syrup?
No.
You won't do syrup as well?
No. I mean, I'll do jam or syrup.
Oh, okay, okay. That's my stance, because I'm like, jam and syrup, that's just way too fucking sweet.
Agreed. I was about to say, I mean, either I'll decide to do the jam because we don't have syrup, or I'll do the syrup because we don't have jam. Like,
oh, okay, well then I prefer the syrup.
I agreed. Oh. Because generally jam just disappoints, to be
honest. Jam isn't as great as you think it would be.
No.
But so yeah, that is a delicious pancake. These people that just be putting syrup or chocolate chips on their pancake, I'm like, you're missing out, bro.
You really freaking are.
Put stuff, and also, you know what I don't understand? Shredded cheese on a pancake. Shredded cheese and syrup, I have tried it. It is disgusting.
But the no. Ready? It's gross. Don't judge because you do cheese with cheese wheeze.
But that is tangy. That's yummy. Shredded cheese tastes like nothing. Even if you melt it, it tastes like nothing.
But some people, for some reason, go for that.
Flavorlessness? I mean, come on. Eat something.
It's like, por favor. Yeah. Some flavor, please.
Like, if anybody, if you take away anything from this podcast today, try what I'm saying. Like, just go. Go to any grocery store.
The thing is, you know something,
Walmart
though?
Has
because
it.
I forget what it is, but that my taste has changed. Because it depends who you're talking to. Because I forget what it is that I liked when I was younger that I don't like now.
Okay.
I feel like my taste buds are still very young.
Agreed. Let me tell you, actually,
which is I mean, agreed.
I always liked Diablito, but cheese wheeze, I was like, I mean, thank you, but no thank you.
Oh, no, actually, I just said agreed, but because of, like, that was a reflex, because I've always loved cheese wheeze.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. And the thing is, I used to, well, you know, I had a traumatic childhood. The thing is, I used to get reprimanded when I was younger, because everyone, for some reason, always put Diablito and cheese wheeze. That was normal, mm-hmm. but I wanted to put syrup on that bitch, too.
Yeah.
And I would get
kind of, like, why are you putting so much shit?
It's like, stop, like, se tiene que comer mañana, no sé qué, no sé cuánto. And I was like, well, damn. My taste buds won't be happy.
You know what I still haven't learned how to do?
What?
When eating pancakes? Put a decent amount of syrup. I overdo that bitch so much to the point where it gets disgusting. It's never enough until you go too far.
Yeah.
It's too dry, and then it's too much.
The thing is, do you know what I literally think it is?
Tell me.
That, I feel as though... Oh, yeah?
Yes.
The hollandaise sauce, do you want to maybe Google one, see if it's easy or not? Like, what ingredients do I need?
I think you need to do something with egg and mayo, pero sí.
But whatchamacallit, I think what needs to happen is that... Oh, gosh.
That scared me.
You haven't connected to the speaker again. Yeah, because generally when we cook, you guys, we play music. But since we're, like, recording for you guys and we don't want to get copyrighted, we are doing it solo.
Okay, you have to do 4 egg yolks, lemon, butter, and cayenne salt. And you just go...
That seems fucking easy. So I'm going to do that. Okay, I'm going
to
put that
you
over here.
You have to vigorously whisk the egg yolks and the lemon juice together.
Okay.
Until it thickens.
Do we have...
Oh, but then you have to simmer it. There's a bit to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like
just
bad?
Just do syrup.
Syrup?
Like, I'm just saying, like, don't do the hollandaise.
Or just do, like, the kempi mayo idea.
Yeah, kempi mayo would be yummy.
We'll see. Yeah,
honestly,
I mean,
I've never had a spicy pancake, but I'm here for it. Oh, I need my scoopy thing.
These are, like, it's gonna be loud again, you guys. I'm trying so hard not to make it loud.
You know what I don't like about this blueberry pancake? Why are the blueberries sticking out like that?
Does my
pancake not fluffy?
It might not be. I forget what it is, but there was literally this one. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. This what? Hello, post on. I think it was on Instagram. That it was literally, it's like, which is the yummier pancake. Like, and it was like a nice, you know, smooth colored, fluffy pancake. And then the pancake with the, like, you know, the little
the
burn
one that
ripples.
Looks like your the one your mama makes.
Yeah,
it tastes better.
It does.
Let me tell you, the thinner
okay,
the pancake,
I'm putting
the yummier the taste.
Thinner? Oh yeah. The thing is. Your mom's pancakes, the one that she fucking makes, it's thin as fuck. It's not fluffy. I don't know why that tastes.
It's basically a crepe,
that's the
but
thing.
It's delicious.
Because normal pancakes, you need to put something on them in order for it to taste good.
And that tastes like
your
bread.
Your mom's pancakes, you eat them bitches by themselves. And
if
they
you
taste
put
at least
something on it, you ruin it.
Yeah.
It's,
okay, ready?
So
I'm putting my little,
crepe.
Like, Benedict eggs in. I guess we'll cook it for, like, what, 8 minutes?
I have no idea.
Okay. They're going in. They're going in.
Thankfully, you can see it.
They're so. Going in, people. The events have merged!
It's expanding.
Okay. Should I have left this a hole in it? I don't know. I yelled. I'm sorry. Okay, kitchen timer. I'm putting 8 minutes. I don't know how long they need to cook for. We're just... Because we also have salmon, you guys. We have salmon. So yeah, we're doing some crazy ass like pink. We're doing blueberry pancakes with salmon and egg.
The problem is we're hungry, so we're cooking everything.
Is it?
What is that? We actually went to Starbucks, you guys. Cause see, that's something. I feel like I've known for a while, to be honest, but I've kind of identified for my mental health. I need to go out at least like once a day. I need to, generally it's associated with food. Like I need to go out and like buy myself a coffee. I need to go to Target and just like have a, like, you know, I just need to leave the house.
For my mental health, I need to stay at home 24/7.
You know, I figured out today, in the research I did today, I have SAD.
What is SAD?
I don't know what the S is, anxiety disorder.
Do I have it?
I don't think you have SAD. You may have anxiety, but I have SAD.
So you need to explain to me what the S is then.
I don't remember, and I did a whole bunch of research. I'm gonna read more, and I can come back to you.
Okay.
But literally, everything it was saying, I have. And what they said, the best way to combat it is through...
Don't do that.
CDT.
Oh my god.
I don't know what that means either, but it's literally just... You think about the social situations, you think about the things that make you really nervous, and then you breathe, you calm yourself down, you learn how to calm yourself down when thinking about it, so then you can apply that when you're actually there.
Mm.
Because it's just me getting in my head overthinking. It's literally. Nothing that I'm thinking would happen will happen. It's not as bad. I'm literally getting anxious just thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
And it's just about learning how to calm myself down so I can apply that when it's happening to me. Just pull myself aside, breathe, come back in. Literally. I just need to find a coping mechanism.
That's literally what I feel like people need to do for a lot of aspects in life. You know what I mean? Just figure out a way to, like, channel that energy.
Why does this bitch seem so dry? Deadass.
Because it's just... Oh, here. Do you need a, like, little pancake server thing?
That'd be nice.
Okay. I have this plate here that I will...
You just missed my
secret. To you. Oh, my...
Second time.
Babe just did a pancake flip! Like, I was gonna say, don't risk it. Have you really?
Yeah, that's easy.
I cannot do that for the life of me. We all know that pancake would have already been on the floor.
Especially with this little ass pan. Thank you. And now I have a...
Now put it over here on the warming center.
That's not even...
It literally says warming center. Okay, so yeah. I... Aparte de salmon, why? We don't know.
You plan on using it.
Well, I mean, yeah, but... Okay. Now, I grabbed another plate.
Making a mess with the butter.
How many pancakes are you planning on making?
However many, 7. It shouldn't be more than, like, 6.
I do have another plate here. Because I think I'm, like, almost done with my part. Oh, that's right. I wanted to see if I can make a sauce. But I don't know, like, what am I trying to accomplish with the sauce is my thing.
I don't know. I'm going to put the Diablito and Cheese Whiz exclusive and syrup.
You're not going to put my little, like, makeshift hollandaise sauce on top?
On the egg, yes. But my egg is also not going on my pancakes. I'm sorry.
It's going to be separate?
Yeah. I'm not that fan. What? English. Eggs aren't my bestie.
I made 2 eggs for you, though.
I'll eat them, but separate. You're not going to ruin my pancake.
I guess. I guess we'll have a separate egg moment.
Well, yeah.
Well, way to, like, make me feel discluded.
No. Hey, we eat differently. That's fine. We're just eating the same things in different ways.
Ugh. Fine.
It's all going to the same place. Our stomachs.
Because actually... I mean, I don't know. I don't know what your thing is. Ready?
My thing?
Because I haven't been in, like, a really good place for the past few days.
I've noticed.
I know. Why don't you talk to me about it?
I don't... I know that you'll come to me when you're ready to talk about it.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not gonna pressure you to tell me. Do you want me to pressure you?
Yeah.
We're different. I don't want to be pressured when I'm in that state. I'll come talk to you when I'm ready to talk about it. See, that's the problem. We're there for each other the way we want to be there for... We want the other to be there for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I'm giving you your space until you're ready to talk about where
space.
You're at. Sorry.
Space is toxic for me.
We've also kind of been on different sleeping schedules.
We have, but that's literally because...
I assumed. I noticed you were doing it on purpose, so I was just
I wasn't particularly doing it on purpose, just I was like, I need to, like, not be here, so let me be asleep. I don't know. There was somewhere I wanted to go with this. That, I don't know, mental health
shit. Well, I mean, I just need to, like,
I need to go out. Like, just, like, leave the house, if that makes sense.
I mean, what is it, that we came back? Is literally traveling toxic as fuck because then we have to come back?
No, I don't think so.
The thing
so.
Is, I feel like we're going back to what we were so desperate to leave, and it's
yeah,
just,
I feel
it's
like
just
that's
as bad
part
as
it.
It's always been. Nothing changed. That's the thing. I'm still afraid because literally when we came down and you were about to start some shit about the car, I was like, just let it go because we're going to fight and the whole idea is for us not to fight. You know? I know for a fact he was going to snap in a second if you'd kept
resisting.
Yeah, because
our car situation is kind of iffy because we have three cars and in our household and
four adults.
Yeah. And no, but, and actually one car, like, she didn't pay, like, for her
the
car,
the ticket backing thing?
Yeah, she hasn't paid for it yet,
so it's basically
she's
four adults using two cars, and among the two cars, one car is only able to be used by one adult.
Yeah.
So there's only one car among four adults.
Deadass.
If we had a, you want a motorcycle, bitch, and you can hop on the back, and we can go get some Starbies, sit, eat some Starbies, and leave, and that wouldn't even cost that much? And I could finally get my motorcycle license. You're like, oh my god, why would we get a motorcycle? Because we could park that bitch outside. That's why we should get a motorcycle.
Damn.
We can't park a fifth car.
You literally just convinced me. How much does it cost to get a motorcycle?
I don't know. And then I'd have to
and
learn
you have to
and
get,
have
to
get the license.
Yeah.
But if you don't think I'm having a motorcycle in Hawaii, I am. I'm getting a motorcycle. I'm fucking getting a motorcycle. I don't give a fuck how dangerous it is.
Damn.
I'll be smart. I'll only drive in the daytime and I'll be 10 eyes. I won't go on highways. I have to pee. I won't go on highways, but.
Do you want
to
pause for a second?
No, it's fine. It's fine. The need will cost.
Damn, so just one motorcycle, or do you want me to have a motorcycle with you?
For money purposes, splitting a motorcycle would be nice.
Oh, we would split this bitch?
You won't make me pay for it up on my
shit. It's your motorcycle!
Fine, I mean...
No, I'm just kidding, no, I mean, I guess
two motorcycles kind of harder to park, I feel like that's the equivalent of a small car.
Right.
But one motorcycle would be lit.
Yeah, it really fucking would.
Oh my god, I convinced you?
You just
motorcycle.
Did.
Motorcycle.
You just did. I mean, but when you, but you say that, but once we move out, we're gonna have place for a parking. Like, a motorcycle works right now.
And then I'll have a motorcycle. When I want a leisure drive, I can. That's what a motorcycle is for. It's just that thrill of driving. It's like, why would you get on a swing? It doesn't take you anywhere. It's fun to swing back and forth for a little bit. That's it. Why would you get a hammock? Like, it doesn't even, like, take you to the sky. You just relax on the hammock.
Oh, girl, I want a hammock so bad.
Right? And I want a motorcycle. Leisure drive. Especially if we live in Hawaii. I feel like it's busy.
Yeah, it would
stuff,
be such. Ooh, okay, so my eggs are technically done.
But the problem is now we'd have to pay for shipping my motorcycle. I'm gonna Google how much a motorcycle costs.
I mean, who gives a fuck, man?
Does Cuzzo still have his motorcycle?
He does not. He got rid of it. Or he couldn't afford it, you know.
It'd be the kind of thing about life. Getting a motorcycle and then having him teach me?
Oh, well, I mean, no, the thing is. No, ready? I think it's called a moped.
Oh.
You learn on a moped. It's literally the same exact thing. You can even take your driving
moped
test.
On the road?
No, the thing is for, no, I mean, well, yeah, you could take your moped anywhere.
So why don't I just get a moped?
You don't need a license for a moped, but it's not, it doesn't go as fast as a motorcycle,
fine.
I think.
Maybe I want to sleep.
Oh my god. But the thing is, I know that you could even take your, like, motorcycle driving test on the moped, so you literally, all you need, oh, careful, oh, like, all you need, what is it called? You literally just need to learn on the moped, and on your own time, you get used to your motorcycle.
Cool.
I forget who it was that we were talking to that told us that.
Probably Cuzzo.
No. Actually, I know exactly who it was.
Who?
Do you remember Barry?
Oh, ew.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why he was talking to us about his motorcycle. And he was saying it's like you literally just learn on the moped, and yeah, you live your best life.
Well, damn, yeah. So I hella want a motorcycle now, and I'll start with moped. Done. And the thing is, why even take it as far as motorcycle? Let's just get a moped. What even is that?
What even is
motorcycle?
That?
Can you be on one? Or we could get two mopeds and beep, 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 beep,
beep. That sounds so cute.
Right? You and me just create.
The thing is, okay, so but if we're gonna get a moped, let's get just bikes.
Oh. No, it needs to be electronic.
Why?
Might as well do the exercise, but bikes can't go on the road. Bikes need to be sidewalks, so I need to be worried about...
I feel like
your
moped
your left,
needs to be
right.
Sidewalks anyways.
No, it's...
Moped isn't a motorcycle.
Moped... You can't take a moped on the highway, but you can drive a moped...
Like a golf cart, I guess?
Well, no, you can't put a golf cart on the road, but you can
put No, you can't. That's the thing. You can put a golf cart on the road. You just can't take a golf cart on the highway.
No, you can only drive golf carts in residential areas. You cannot take it on a road. You cannot drive down Southern Boulevard on a go-kart.
Yeah,
on
okay. A golf cart. Yeah, I got you. That makes sense.
But you can drive... But you know, I just sent you the video. What? So, a road is a piece of land that connects two areas. That's a road. A street is when a road has buildings. An avenue is when a road has buildings and trees or just trees. A boulevard is when a road is big. A lane is when a road is small.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Is there actually science between all these?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that was insane.
Flabbergasted.
Like when something says lane and something says boulevard and something says avenue, I'm like, why?
It's like, there's a reason?
There's a rhyme and reason, yeah.
Wow. Well, damn.
I was fascinated when I found out. And also that the numbers on the highway mean things.
Yeah, and that you did tell me about.
I didn't know.
Okay, quick question. Since we're not going to do the whole pancake thing.
What?
So am I?
What do you mean we're not doing
pancakes? No, as in...
They're right there.
Shut up. No, I meant as in, since we're not doing the whole pancake with my eggs thing.
We are doing pancake with your egg, just not on mine.
But then what am I setting up? Do you want bun?
No. I'm just going to eat it with salmon. Just an egg with salmon. That's what I want. You set yours up and take a pretty picture, but I want mine separate.
I don't even know what the picture's gonna look like.
Try something. The pancakes came out kind of big, sorry.
It's okay, I don't mind. Give me a pancake.
I hope they taste good.
They do not.
How dare
they
you?
They look gorgeous, I'm sorry. I was just trying to vibe with your energy, and it
I
was
mean,
negative.
It's the flavors. Oh no, that's the one you're gonna have pretty.
Actually, is the other one prettier? Okay, no.
It was until I bit.
Maybe I should wait.
It just tastes like bread. It doesn't taste bad like that one time we did it with creamer.
Oh my gosh.
Pancakes with creamer.
I mean,
never.
I don't even know if like you guys listening to this is like a fucking course nut. It's like, it wasn't that obvious, okay, y'all?
I saw a TikTok where this lady was like, oh my god, cook your pancakes with creamer. It's so sweet. It's so
Stop.
Yummy.
Did they really?
Yeah. Maybe the creamer we used was like trash.
Maybe.
It tasted so like, how do you describe that? Metally?
Yeah, it was like very...
It was... disgusting. You cannot cook creamer. Creamer is not milk. I know you know, but I'm telling you guys,
yeah.
Do not make pancakes with creamer. You don't need to find out what it tastes like.
You really don't. If you do, DM us. We'll suffer together.
I mean, yeah, we already know. We really do. It was not pleasant. I kind of want to start eating already. Is that bad?
Right. I'm
literally going to make my pancake. What do we do about the big ass cheese whiz ball thing?
I don't know.
We said to just open it. But what does that even mean?
Okay, you know what? My eggs Benedict came out bad.
Did it really?
Like, as in they're, like, one, overcooked. Two, they are kind of, like, ratchet looking.
That's funny. So I guess no picture.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what, girl?
Or yes, picture. I'm not gonna judge.
Yeah, I guess no picture. Anyways, it's dark out.
Once again, what do we do about the Chiz Whiz? Should I just get a big ass bag and squeeze it into the back? That feels weird.
I mean,
we
I
don't
like
have a big
best
jar.
Option.
Where's the big jam jar?
I'm pretty sure that was thrown out at one point.
Who would throw out the big jam jar?
I think me.
Dumbass. I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
It's fine.
I was literally trying to like kill her. I was like, why is this shit here for like 3 ounces of jam? I was like, fuck you.
Okay, do you want me to...
Oh my god.
What?
Do our makeshift Kempi mayo sauce thing?
Yes, please.
Yeah?
Okay.
Do you have a plate to put it on?
I'll be fine.
Where are you gonna put it?
Okay,
right. Okay, so...
I need to figure out what to do about the cheese weeds, so I can't start eating it.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, so I wanna, like... Where's a container for the sauce?
Tell me where a container is for the cheese whiz.
I don't know!
It's okay.
Go away, little puppies!
You're just verbally abusing our dog.
I am. I'm anxious and I'm taking it out on my children. You know something I realized? A lot of people on this whole self-discovery journey, and I feel so envious. Because a lot of people, like, believe in God.
Right? I don't know how you could be Christian.
No, I mean, the thing is, because I get it. We were raised Christian for the most part of our lives. But my thing is, like, it's really beautiful
to just surrender yourself.
Oh my God, right? To a higher...
I mean, because, like, literally, I forget what it was, but I saw this one person, and they were just kind of talking about it's, like, well, more like, because my thing, I feel like a lot of my, like, anxiety or a lot of my insecurities come from, well, okay, because, ready? I read this one thing that it said that all of your negative self-talk falls into one of three categories. It's, like, I am unlovable, okay. I am worthless, or I am helpless. Any and all self-talk falls into one of those three categories.
Negative self-talk.
Yes, of course. And it's, the thing is,
should I use this container?
All of those things, yeah, sure.
I don't have a cap for it.
Put plastic wrap over it.
Okay, put a thing.
And all of those three things are things that, like, you don't determine for yourself, if that makes sense.
God determines it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to God, if you're gay, you're unlovable. That's if not you're really... a woman, you're less than a man. Not according to God, according to the Bible, which Agreed. Is what Christians base themselves on. The fact that Christianity is used to put down people is why I reject it entirely.
I get you.
Because literally, it's supposed to bring us together. God is supposed to love all their children, but they use God to put down ethnicities and to put down other beliefs. And to put down sexual orientations, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, so it's... If this is Christianity, I don't want it. And it seems to be what Christianity is.
I see.
I don't want it. Because, yeah, I could believe something... Like, I could believe it in my own way. But I don't want to be associated with people who think so ignorantly. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, because that's not fair. Because you're being really harsh. Because the thing is, there are a lot of...
Because it's my religion, and I actually learned about it, you know? Like,
yeah.
I actually know what I'm talking about. And most people who talk shit about Christianity are also Christians, and they know what they're talking about as well.
Yes, but it's like, the thing is, there are a lot of Christians out there that don't listen to all of that, you know?
I know.
But then that's the thing, where it's like, if you're not listening to everything, then what are you? Because you're not Christian. But then they're like, oh, but I don't like labels. It's like, I just call myself Christian because
that's
it's easier. But then it's like, but then you're
born.
Not.
That's you the are, thing. Because you get to call yourself whatever you want, and I'm choosing to not call myself Christian anymore, even though that's what I was raised at. I reject the idea of religion because I believe in science. You know?
Wait, religion and science are not entirely separate.
They really fucking are.
I wouldn't say that.
The equivalent that, like, Jesus and the devil aren't entirely separate. It's like, no, they're from the same religion, but they're not going to tell me that they're buddies.
Wait, but no, but you get that. I mean, if you were religious, oh my gosh.
Sorry.
Is that you or me?
Yeah, me.
Oh. I was like, I did something.
This is disgusting.
A lot of science, like, if you're truly religious, you see that science explains a lot of religion.
Huh?
Do you not? Have you not seen all those? I guess I'm on, like, religious TikTok or some shit.
I'm not.
I mean...
Oh my God,
I was gonna say, I'm being ambitious, too. I'm putting, like, mixed greens on this shit.
So now I know I won't be eating it. Just kidding.
Stop!
Just kidding.
I'm literally just putting it with your eggs. It won't involve your pancake at all. And my second pancake is gonna be sweet as fuck, so don't worry. As in, I'm not gonna be doing all this crazy shit for my second pancake. Okay, this is an interesting setup.
I have to remind myself that this tastes yummy, because it doesn't look yummy.
Oh, what, the cheese wheeze?
I shouldn't be doing this right now.
Let me do it. Let me finish and you can... You need, like, a fork?
Like, mash it down, yeah.
This
one. Let me do this pancake.
Oh, it smells good. Does it not smell good to you?
It smells like cheese wheeze.
Yeah, cheese wheeze smells delicious.
It really does.
Can you, like, show off your pancaking skills? I swear, my wife is so skilled.
I wish I could show them, but you don't see. I am a flipper.
Nice.
Yep.
Grammar.
Yep. That's definitely an occupation.
That's another thing, you guys. Where I don't know. I know it's... And I guess not to discriminate against, like, specific, like, education...
Don't do it. Don't do it.
What?
That, like, how is the only language you speak English, but you have no grammar? You said it, not me.
That's what you were gonna say. That's the thing. I've been so judgmental of that for the longest time. Because I understand if you're, like, bilingual. It's like, if you learn Spanish... Like, if you know two languages, I feel like it's excused for you to butcher them a little bit because they're kind of different, even though if you know the language, you know the language.
But it's like, the thing is, if you speak, that's the thing. That's where I come from, where it's like, I've been on, like, the fence about higher education, but if you still, like, si tú no dominas tu lenguaje, and you've only got a high school education,
keep going.
Like, keep going, man.
You need more practice.
At least get a... I mean, I don't know, forget an associate's degree or something.
Yeah, but then debt and stuff, you know?
I mean...
Not all people qualify for financial aid.
I guess not. I mean, I didn't, but I still fucking did it.
You could.
Yeah.
Not everyone can.
I know. Okay, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just going for it. Yeah? Okay, yay. You haven't even tried the sauce, but...
Oh, I can't imagine it tastes bad.
It's kind of just a spicy...
I'm just kidding.
You scared me! I'm like, wait, really?
That tastes good.
Okay. Okay. Shut the fuck up, I fucking swear. I'm gonna punch you in the face. Why would you... We condone violence in this relationship.
We really do not.
What do you mean we do not?
Oh, damn, this ran long.
Did it really?
I think so. I really like cooking. It's, like, exciting.
Me too. Wow, this actually kind of looks...
Good. Ugly. You should take a picture.
Should I
put stuff on?
I'm gonna put just a little bit more stuff.
I'm just gonna steal a fork and start.
Technically,
eating.
All it is, you guys, if you guys want to copy the recipe based off of nothing. We have some semi-boiled eggs. We have some mixed greens. We have some salmon. We have some kempi mayo.
By semi-boiled, you mean overboiled, right?
Yeah. It's not a boiled egg. Like, I took it out of its canister.
Damn, bro, that's actually fucking fire.
It is. Oh my god, yay.
I also might be really hungry.
Yeah, let's go with it's fire.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll eat it happily.
Because that's the thing, you guys. With me and, like, my cooking rapport, I, like, invento a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
So is the person talking with her mouth full.
They can actually make out what I'm saying.
They can make out what I'm saying as well.
No, they can. No, the thing is, you said that sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It most of the time works. It's kind of annoying how cooking-wise, your inventos always work.
I mean, because I actually don't even try with desserts, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
and
desserts are hard.
I'm trying to let desserts be your scene. And I do... Because do you guys know what the key is? I don't know if it's just because your taste buds are similar to mine, which they actually fucking aren't. But I was raised on a very limited supply of greens.
Yeah.
And I just try to put greens in everything.
And they're honestly good. It. Yeah.
Like,
which is like an egg and
just make everything
salmon
more
salad.
Delicious.
Oh my god, this actually looks kind of fire. It tastes
it's
fire.
Dark out.
Where's your phone? I want to take a picture.
Here.
Yeah, so we're still... Did you eat a pancake yet?
No.
Okay, so we need to try the pancakes before we close out. But yeah, this actually doesn't look half bad, you guys.
I like how we didn't have to spend money.
That was... Yeah, because we were like... What were we about to eat?
Chicken wings.
Which, yeah, because I don't know if you guys know, but on Tuesdays, Buffalo Wild Wings, not sponsored, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Buffalo Wild Wings, they have, wings half off or some shit.
Yeah, I think like 50% or something.
I mean, whatever. Just generally, we paid $30, and today, we could have paid $15, but we mm-hmm. decided against it. That tastes fire. Oh my god, that tastes so good.
Mm-hmm. I finished it.
Wow. Wow, baby, you really liked it.
Good.
Okay, yeah. So now, let's do a mini pancake taste test. And then let's close out for today. You ready?
Alright, I'm going to build my pancake.
Okay.
Actually, let me finish cooking this one.
Dale. Just fun fact, because I'm low-key obsessed with my new Starbucks order.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't know what y'all's Starbucks order is, but mine...
Huh? You don't like coffee.
I mean, yeah. Mine is more of a refresher than a coffee.
It's literally a refresher.
Oh, well, yeah. I get a mango kiwi lemonade. Done. Oh, wait, without the pieces.
Yeah, you don't like the pieces.
I don't like the pieces. No. They're weird.
Are you okay, baby? That solidifies. It doesn't make a mess.
It won't. It's butter. Babe, just put butter in the fridge.
So it's like all melty.
Because you were using it to butter the pan.
I just get a coffee, even though it's normally too dark for my taste. I like dark coffee, but at the same time, I don't like dark coffee.
Yeah. I don't like dark coffee.
I enjoy it sometimes. Like, there's a fine line where it's... Because too sweet, yuck. But there's, like, that perfect middle where it's just sweet enough and just bitter enough that it's perfect.
Yeah, and they hardly ever do that.
They hardly ever get it right. They tend to always go too bitter, and when they go too sweet, I can't take it.
Ready? But let's try your pancakes.
Yes, I'm just gonna get this one cooking.
Okay, we put the cheese wheeze in a big container.
Yeah, because we got this big bag from, like, this restaurant store.
It's called Gordon, actually. This is from Gordon, right?
Yeah, it's like Restaurant Depot, but you don't need, like, a card to be able to get in.
It's a business thing.
Yeah.
Ready? But come on. Let's set up.
Is that my fork?
No, it's mine.
This is my fork.
Let me...
Camera's a bit far. The recording thing's
a bit far. I mean, we're about to go right over there.
Are we?
Just for saying it loud so you guys can hear us. I just want to put more veggies on my shit.
Okay, then I'll take everything. So I have the syrup.
The volatile. Bring the cheese wheeze on your way over.
I will.
So, you have to open everything.
I was going to say, explain to them your process, guys.
I just unwrapped the can. This is the sound of the can opening.
The amount of silence.
Shut up! They missed it!
Sorry.
It's fine. So that's the can. This shit is so good. Okay. I'm sure I love it because I grew up on it.
What?
Like, I'm sure the reason I love it is because I grew up on it. Like, normal people are like, ew.
I don't think ew, but I feel like normal people... I'm sorry, I was gonna take it over. The fact that we say normal people.
Yeah, as if we're abnormal.
Ew,
it doesn't smear easy.
But where is my plate?
Here, can I put that on yours? Who won what?
Your plate is over there.
Oh.
Mine has egg on it.
I thought you were gonna eat that.
Yeah, but I wanted to try the pancake with you so we could quickly do the pancake test and done.
So that's fine. That's the third plate.
I have to find another plate, even though I already found the first three plates. Okay. Excuse me, that was a burp.
I realized you were going to be weird about it.
Why was I being weird?
Everyone knows she
Excuse me.
Weird.
Ooh. Your fat ass is in the way.
Yeah, so we're going to start degrading each other.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the fact that you didn't think that was a compliment.
I was about to say, as if calling... Yes, I have a fat ass. Thank you.
You're welcome. I was trying to compliment
you.
You did
say it in a mean tone.
Yeah, which is
so
why...
So it's understandable why I thought you were trying to be mean.
You know what? You're still in the fucking way. Scoot over, bitch! I am on the edge of the counter!
As if I'm not. You want me to cook on the hot stove?
Yes!
Well, you should cook on the hot stove. I meant assemble.
I was about to say, the fact that you think you're cooking right now obviously merits you some kind of punishment.
That looks fire. So I just put the diablito, I just put the cheese wheeze. Now a little bit, not too much, syrup. Mm-hmm. Hello.
You do you.
Okay, not too much.
Yep. Is it the, not diablito. Is the cheese wheeze chunky or is that just me?
Yeah, it's a very chunky. All right, I'm going in for a bite. I hope the blueberry doesn't take away
the
too
fact
much.
That you're not waiting for me is insulting. Okay, you put it in your mouth and everything. Yeah, go ahead. Give your taste test. Who cares what I have to say about it?
You take too long.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to eat it. This is what I was excited to eat.
Is it meeting your expectations?
No.
No?
It's good, but I imagine more.
What more could you possibly imagine?
I'm having really unrealistic expectations for food these days. Girl, and it's really taking a toll on me being able to eat.
That's just delicious.
I know. I just want more.
Your pancake tastes so good. I don't taste the blueberries.
Agreed.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm stuffed. Those eggs hit hard.
Oh, damn.
I'm gonna finish this pancake, but we'll have leftover.
Okay. Mmm. Okay, so yeah, that was cooking with sauce.
Dinner for breakfast. Breakfast for dinner.
Literally. I feel like that's a thing.
Or at least we should make it a thing. I'm bringing back the Egg Benedict.
Breakfast foods always taste better at night.
They're right.
I love eating cereal for dinner.
That feels, it just hits so unsatisfying for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I feel like, I mean, after I eat cereal for dinner, I'm like, where's the dinner?
like this was the appetizer.
I still need dinner. I mean, I should literally get that concept out of my head, but I don't know why. I'm so impressed by your skills.
Me too.
I'm literally
mind-blowing. What are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do?
Marry each other?
Sit here and bask in my glory.
Okay. Yeah. So at this point, there's just a lot of silence because we're eating.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, I think everything came out delicious. Your pancakes are fire.
I'm sorry.
Ooh. My makeshift Egg Benedict pancake salmon moment was also
good.
Fucking fire.
Yeah.
And yeah. Again, recipes in the description. Just kidding. No. There's no recipe.
Google pancakes and just cook some eggs.
Mm-hmm. Close this out.
Yep.
That's it.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.